Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends, from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Banter. Beat.
Banter. When I say beat, you say banter. Beat.
Banter.
Beat.
Banter. Join us every Thursdays at 1 on CLC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Zoa.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter. Banter. Banter.
Host Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. In the past, I've done a folk episode, which, like, you guys are like, okay, like, Kate, you're doing another folk, but I wanted to, like, I feel like indie folk is different, so I had to, like, throw this in. There's also been some really great, like, indie folk releases in the past month, so I, like, had to shout that out. And when I was looking at, like, the difference between indie folk and folk, it's just, like, indie folk plays more into that, like, indie rock, indie alternative sort of sound, where maybe they'll go a little heavier on guitars, or they'll, like, go a little different on vocals, and I think you can hear that, especially with, like, Alex G and Big Thief and stuff like that, but that feels still like folk to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's my show, so you guys are going to have to put up with what I say. Anyway, what I just had playing was Oranges by Alex G, and which just came out from, like, his new album. I think it's called Headlines? Headlights? Head something? I'm so bad with remembering names when I don't have them, like, right in front of me. So I find It's Headlights, which came out like last week. And then what I have up next is All Day, All Night, or All Night, All Day by Big Thief, which is a single for their new album that I believe is coming out in September, which is really exciting because I liked this single a lot. I didn't listen to it when it first came out, like, beginning of the month, but I just started listening to it, and I'm like, oh, like, it's actually so good. Which, like, I'm always doing that, where I'm like, oh, like, it's actually so good. I need to just believe that it's good at the start. Anyway, what I have after that is So All Night, All Day, and then I Can See the Future by Leith Ross, who is apparently collaborating with Dijon. I don't know when the song's coming out, but I keep getting clips on TikTok, and I'm, like, so excited. Anyway, that's all for me for now. I'll be back. I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. If you are just tuning in, I am doing an indie folk episode. And I was saying earlier, you guys are probably like, hey, you've done a folk episode. But there's a difference between indie folk and folk. And during my little like music segment, I was looking at what the difference is. And according to like Wikipedia, which I'm not really a fan of using, I was like, it's been ingrained in my head from like elementary school that don't use Wikipedia because it's like peer edited and people can add whatever they want to it. So don't use it. But like, it is really helpful and it is kind of like, it's Wikipedia. Anyway, it says that indie folk is a music genre that blends traditional folk music. See, guys, I told you, with elements of indie rock. So what I said earlier, it says it's emerged in like the 90s with inspiration from folk music's acoustic sound, but also the DIY sort of like ethos of indie rock, adding in like the different like harmonies and melodies and also different instruments that are more folky, but also like could be indie. I think when you say something is indie, it's really hard to like be like, oh, it is indie, because it, to me, indie is just like it's an independent artist, so with an independent record label or anything like that. So I think it is kind of harder to like define. So maybe it's just like an updated folk. Obviously, it's not the same music that like Bob Dylan was singing, but I think it similar themes and like experimentation and things like that carry through. Anyways, what I have up next is When the Lavender Blooms by the Paper Kites, followed by Exhale by Skull Crusher.
That I'm giving.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Exhale by Skullcrusher. And then before that, it was When the Lavender Blooms by The Paper Kites. I was saying earlier, this is like indie folk. I did like a little summary of what it was, and it's just sort of the same thing as you'd expect. Like, it's like folk music that has indie rock elements, contemporary folk music, whatever you want to call it, alternative folk, like I think I said that, I said contemporary. Anyway, what I have up next is Alabaster by Flight featuring Amy Mann, Hate Goodbye by Teeth, and Everybody Misses You by Julie Dorian and Chris Shepherd. The last one is from a Canadian artist. I was just like looking for newer folky Canadian artists, and I found her. Although she released stuff in the 90s that I didn't even know existed, but I definitely heard before. I just didn't know it was her. And then the other two are new releases that have come out in the past, I think, month and a half, maybe. I just think there's been so much good music released lately that especially like is kind of folky that I had to like give it a shout out, give it a feature. I also think folk is very summer, especially this style of folk music is very summery, and it's been like so hot and disgusting that I need something to like brighten the mood, pep it up a bit, you know, especially with this like disgusting heat wave where it's been like 42 every day and I'm dying. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
Alabaster. listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Tune in on Tuesdays at 3 p.m. for Dark Side of the Tune with me, your host, Tommy. The show where we look at the weird, the moody, the loud, and the unabashed. If the song falls on the dark side of music, then you can bet that we will play it. So join me Tuesdays at 3 p.m. See you there.
Try Anything Once. I am the host, Kate, and I'm here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Everybody Misses You, and then before that it was Hate Goodbyes and Alabaster. What I have up next is Bovine Excision by Samia, who I adore. I saw her live in May and it was amazing, and she has been getting, like, a lot of traction recently, especially for her song Pool, which was on, like, the NPR mini desk, and it's just, like, so good. I think it's so good. Obviously, like, I think it's hard with like female folk artists or like indie artists where they all sort of have a similar tone to their music. And my dad like makes fun of it and he's like, they all sound the same. But I think there's something different about Samia. Like, I know she's a Nepo baby, my favorite Nepo baby, but like, I just adore her and I think her stuff is so good. And then after that, it's Avalanches by Jordan Mason, also Canadian. So I like little fun. I found this song like last year and I didn't even know that I found it. And it was like, I was adding it to this playlist on my Spotify and I was like, oh, it's already saved to my Spotify and it was in a playlist I made last year. I was like shocked by it. Anyway, that's all for now. I hope you guys enjoy the next couple of songs.
Diet Dr. Pepper, Raymond Carver. Sitting in the bathtub while they're knocking. I wanna be untouchable. I wanna be untouchable. Door off its hinges. Dollars red in the litmus. I felt the peace. Neck back and screwed it.
Welcome back to I'll Try Anything Once. I'm the host, Kate. I am here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. broadcasting from CFRC 101.9. What I just had playing was Avalanches by Jordan Mason. I think this is a band, but I can't remember. When it comes up on Spotify, it just says Jordan Mason. But I have a feeling it's like a part of a band or a collective or something like that. But I was lazy and didn't do my research. Oh, point and laugh at me, guys. I'm like the worst. I'm so unqualified. Anyway, what I have up next is Don't Go Falling to Pieces by Dave Bunks and Old Shadows by Alice Phoebe Liu. Alice Phoebe Liu opened for Claro when I saw her in, December. And she was really great. She was, like, for some reason, like, I don't think the rest of her band got visas to come into Canada. So she was just performing, like, completely by herself with, like, a piano, and that was it. And it was, like, shockingly good. I'm not saying, like, I expected her to be bad, but when you're thrown out of the loop like that and have no sort of, like, backup or band or the rest of your, like, crew, it's probably horrifying, and she, like, killed it. Really, like, at a loss for what to say, but she was great. I just, like, loved her. I recently saw Men I Trust on Thursday. That was also really good. I did struggle a bit because it was so hot inside history, and then it was also so hot outside that I was like, oh my god. And some of their songs kind of blend together, and I found it hard to be like, oh, I know what song this is. So it felt like I was in, like, a tunnel of music and, like, heat the entire time. But it was still a really great concert, and the opener was really good too. Anyways, that's all for me. Dave Bunks.
You feel it all.
twisted old patterns. Old patterns, the shadows of the other man. I let in when I didn't know how to love myself. Now it's like
back to I'll Try Anything Once. If you are just tuning in, you missed out on a great episode. I have one song left. It is Carry Me Ohio by Sun Kil Moon. And what I had before I started yapping again, having a little gab, it was Old Shadows by Alice Phoebe Liu and Don't Go Falling to Pieces by Dave Monks, who I believe is part of, oh my gosh, what are they called? It's a Canadian band. Oh my gosh, I had it earlier, but now I can't remember what they're called. It'll come to me. Anyway, if you guys don't already, follow the Instagram. I post little, like, little sneak peeks of what is going to be upcoming and up next and things like that. So you get to be like, I know what the episode's going to be all about. That's like really it. I don't have much to say today, guys. It's been hot. It's been, like, gross as heck. It's been so, like, actually disgustingly hot that I can't function anymore. Oh my god, the band was Tokyo Police Club. That's what Dave Monks is in. He's in Tokyo Police Club, and I think they just disbanded. Like, a couple years, maybe last summer or this summer at some point. I remember being like, oh, like their last concert. Anyway, I'm like getting sidetracked. Carry Me Ohio is next. I'll be back next week.